That was like Dude. Almost a throw up.
Yeah,
that was close. Are you okay? Do you need to go to the bathroom?
No, I'm okay.
That was like,
dude, that was like spit up.
That was, yeah, like I heard
like
liquid.
That was not like a cocaine bar.
Ew. Ew. Wait, by the way, are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. By the way, I went on a date this weekend.
Yeah.
My first date in a while. And I literally burped like 3 times at dinner.
Dude, you're no, I know. It's actually so fucking gross. I was like, I'm so sorry, but like I can't control my burp sometimes.
No.
And like I will just let it fucking rip.
Dude, you need to literally stop doing that.
So that's the girl that farts in front of boys.
No. This is way different. You're on a first date.
Yeah, but I know the guy. Like, I've known him for years.
Okay.
So it was like we were friends before type of thing. But not
dude,
like
it's different. Like, you're burping at the table.
Yeah, I know. It's so gross.
If it was anything like that one, that's like, I'm never taking you out again. That was insane, too.
I mean, dude. And then, like, we were texting.
That
like,
is concerning.
Dude, stop. We were texting on Easter.
Yeah.
And I was at brunch, and I literally burped so loud in front of, like, I need to, I don't know why I burp so much, but like I burp like more than I
and
fart.
And you don't say like, excuse me.
No, I do. I do at the dinner table. Like,
do you
I didn't
know how to like not burp out loud?
No,
you can
how?
Just close your mouth.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, I wish I could like just try it, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Next time one's on the way, just keep your mouth shut. Like,
thank you.
I feel like you like do it on purpose and make them be loud.
Wait, why would I do it on purpose? Literally disgusting. So I texted him when I was at brunch with my family member. I was like, I just burped so loud at brunch. And his response was, that is so fucking hot.
Burp girl.
Wow.
We got burp girl / period girl over here on the mic.
There's an OnlyFans audience for that, I'm sure.
Oh my God. Ew.
Wow.
Yeah, but my date.
How was your date?
Thank you for asking. I was just going to answer myself.
Besides burping, what was it, 3 times?
Yeah. 3 times at dinner.
That's amazing.
It's like, holy shit, dude. What the fuck? It went well. He's really sweet. I just think that he just got out of like a really long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I'm either like the rebound or it's just like you miss having a girl friend type of vibe. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Like you're a placeholder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which but I was telling you like I feel like most guys, when they break up with the girl, like they're not wanting to be in a relationship again.
Right.
So maybe he just likes you.
Maybe.
I feel like they usually want to like run with the singleness for like a little minute.
And maybe, and like, hopefully he's also dating other people.
Yeah. What did you
like
order?
Like going on other dates and being single and like living it up. I got tacos. We went to Mexican.
Ooh, taco first date. That's the best.
We love a Mexican first date.
Good for burping.
In two drinks,
disgusting though.
Dude, I wonder if he smelt it.
I mean, probably.
Oh my God, that like I feel like there's not that many other girls who have burped on a first date, like ever.
Like I'm comfortable. Like I don't
I guess
think
you
I
like know
that.
Him.
Well, it's not even that. I
like what
did
he
it,
say?
Dude.
Was he like oh?
It literally just came out. Like if I could control, it, I probably wouldn't have. Like I'm not like let me burp so many times on a first date. Like it just came out. Like, I was like, oh, fuck, sorry. And what did he say?
Yeah.
He was just like, holy shit, dude. Like, that was a loud burp.
Like, did other
just
people in
up.
The...
He was like, bro, nice, dude.
Yeah.
Did other people in the restaurant hear it?
We were outside, thankfully. So.
Oh, perfect. Not too much traveling noise.
No.
Wait, do you fart in front of boys, though? Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, like, I will. Not in front of, like...
Not in front of any boy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But, like... Yeah.
If she's comfortable,
I have to fart
enough.
A lot.
I mean, she showed me a video one time of like her in the bathroom with a man's, and she was like, I mean, they were just like standing in the bathroom, like in the mirror, and she was like,
video.
I need to fart, and he was like, do it, and she let it fucking rip, and I was like, no fucking way, dude.
No, like I can be gross, like we can blame it on the brothers or what, but like. I mean, my mom is definitely mortified that that happens. But, like, I'm not going to rip a fart on a first date. That's for damn
farting
sure.
Farting and burping are different, though.
Yeah, similar family, though. They're in the same family. Yeah. Air coming out of a hole of your body.
Yeah.
One of them's, I think, a little bit more... is it more controllable? Is a burp more controllable? Yeah, because you can control the volume.
I didn't realize that if I just shut my mouth, it wouldn't make noise.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You can always hold a fart in, too.
Yeah, you can. If you really need to. Like, holy shit. There have been some times where I'm, like, laying in bed with a guy, and I'm like, holy, like you can control that shit.
My number one nightmare is like school growing up. Like during a test, it's like silent.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's terrifying. But I feel like with a man, it's worse. I guess you don't think the same, but I will even with my ex, like I never farted in front of him.
No, yeah. There's girls that have been dating boys for years and they're like, no, I've still never farted in front of him. Not going to work for me. I mean, I tried. Like when I first started dating my ex-boyfriend, like I remember it was like this one day and I was like holding in all day. Like we spent all day together. I'm like, I literally have knives in my stomach. I ended up having to tell him. I'm like, I can't like talk.
Because if I do, I'll fart.
Like, because it hurts so bad.
And then, so what? Did you just let it out?
I think it was like, I had to go to the bathroom.
I mean, that's fine. Whatever. All right. Moving on from the poop situation.
Yeah. The farting. I always knew the farting combo would come up on the pod.
Yeah. I feel like we could talk more about it, but
I could talk about farting all day.
Yeah. Okay. So, also while I was home, I was just like, let me just like go on Hinge. Like, let me just open the app. By the way, I opened the app. Like, it wasn't even downloaded. Or it was downloaded, but it had to, you know, sometimes when you like your apps, like if you don't use it for a long time, it will like not be downloaded. So I had to like re-download it. I wasn't logged in. I had to log in again, verification code to my phone. I'm like, okay, I haven't been on this app in months.
Right. You're like,
I open it. Tell me why I was active the entire time. I thought I had paused that shit. No, I was fucking on the app the whole time. I was like for months, like 6 months, I think I was.
That's pretty bad. Do you know what that means, Alex? Like
that means you're like actively getting put in front of people, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But like our thing that we like to do is like pause it. So because we know so many people and like have friends around town, like usually you just want to unpause it and like go through it for like an hour and then you'll pause again.
Because I don't need like everyone in Nashville seeing me on Hinge.
It's like embarrassing a little bit.
For 6 months straight. Like, okay. No. I had like literally so
did you have like the lives. 50 plus?
Yeah, I had 50 plus and
you're
I went
so
through,
hot.
Well, thank you. I mean, like we said, we know we're good looking, but
and you take compliments. Yeah.
I went through all of them. Zero.
Zero. Not one. You're zero. Kidding.
Not one. And I'm not even picky, you guys. I'm really not.
How
no,
you
you're really
how
not.
Do you vet a profile?
Okay. You can't. I'm 5'7". I don't care if you're 5'10". I don't care if you're 5'11". Like, I don't care that much about, like, you don't have to be 6 foot for me. So that automatically is like lower than most girls. Like most girls would be like, you have to be 6 foot. Like I will, like, if you're cute and like your profile looks good and you're 5'10", I'd be like, okay, I'll give you a shot. Or even 5'9".
Mm. That's very true of you.
So height doesn't really matter for me. It's more like, okay, what kind of pictures are on your dating profile? Like, are you posting gym selfies with your shirt off? Because absolutely not. Are you posting weird ass selfies? Do you have friends? Like, do you have one photo of you looking normal with friends?
It's the normal for me.
Yeah. It's the normal. Yeah. Are you posting weird videos? Are you posting like your dog in your profile? Like, I don't care about that shit. Show me photos of yourself.
And like one or two with a friend.
Yes.
Friend
to group. Show that you're normal and you like have fun and go out, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, male Hinge profiles are just brutal. Like the girls' profiles are just like put together. Like, they thought about it. It's like very mapped out on how they want it to be. They got their best picture first.
Yeah.
Some friends.
There's so much thought and technique and strategy that goes into building a Hinge profile for a girl.
Yeah.
Or even a
Raya. And like they have filters, like edits. Like you just look great.
You look great.
And like not too much, like to where like you don't look like yourself in person.
That's right.
Because that would be scary. But like I just feel like girls plan it out so much more than the guys, which like just makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't really want a guy that, like, has one with, like, filters.
No, so. But, like, guys' profiles are honestly tragic. Like,
but, yeah, they're just, like, stupid, like, honestly.
We should do, like, a Hinge profile, like, 101, like, maybe on social media, on Love You Bye. But, like, really get these guys.
Yeah, a 101.
These profiles fucking, like, a boot camp. Boot camp.
How do you feel about the voice memos?
I don't like.
No.
Some people like them, though. I think it's a personal preference.
Yeah. Who is it who likes them? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Somebody, like, I think it's one of your coworkers.
I think because they want to hear like their voice and like see if they
sound
normal.
Just like absolutely cringe. Like, please shut up.
Yeah.
What do you think about the ones that are really elaborate? Like where they're like the voice thing will be like there's a whole soundscape behind it and like music and all that type of stuff.
No, absolutely not.
Just too much time.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Or like long ass paragraph answers. Like, I don't have time to read this. Like, keep it short and sweet. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell by the first
usually by the first photo if I'm going to ex you. But like, if I even give you a chance to scroll through your profile, like, you better have a first good photo.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can move on.
I like the idea of a little like tutorial or boot camp type thing though.
Let's do a boot camp.
Let's do a boot camp.
I like that a lot.
Like, share a screen.
You do a guy's one and a girl's one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I posted my Hinge profile one time on my story.
You got a lot of hate for that.
Why?
Did I get hate?
I feel like people were like, no way you're posting your Hinge profile.
Oh, that? But I
like
got
like more from your sister, of course.
Yeah. But I got feedback from people about feedback. I think I had like three different things on there.
Yes, that's it. That's
talking
it.
About how I have a podcast.
Oh, I actually remember seeing this. I think that was very shortly after I met you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, dude, you don't need to talk about the pod this much on your Hinge profile. So I just had one thing on it. And it's just my job title. It says podcaster.
Nice.
Instead of my 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's our thing. But it is very important for somebody that we're going to potentially date to know about the pod.
Yeah. Like, I just need to put it out there.
Yeah. They have to be confident.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. Are we done?
Yep. Moving on.
Moving on. Okay, Mackie.
Yes.
Go ahead, take the A mic, baby.
Okay, taking. Okay, so I went to Austin, Texas this weekend to visit my oldest brother and was with a bunch of his friends. And one of them, named Kaido, is very, I think he's heavily in the dating scene and was throwing out some situations to me. So asking me some questions, and I was like, I'll bring these to the show.
Love it. So, okay, so what was the first question he asked?
Number one. So he was like, how old is too old for men to have roommates?
How old is too old for men to have roommates?
Yeah, what's the cutoff age?
That's a good question. I feel like there are circumstances, right? So like, I would just put a cut. Like, I would say, like, honestly, like, 30, like,
you're thinking 30? Well, I'm thinking of our friends, and like, they are 30.
They are 30.
31.
That's the thing. So that's when the circumstances come in. I think if you're single, it's different.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, but if you're like, you're signing a year-long lease usually. Like, you know, you could get a girlfriend 1 month into the lease.
No, I know, but like, hopefully.
Well, I think it's situational too, but like, I would say like definitely like 40. Like, if you have a roommate at 40 and you're single, it's really bad.
Come down from there. 39, still bad?
Yeah, my cutoff's 35.
I would say 35. I was going to say 35, and then you said 40, and I was like, oh.
40 would be, like, really, really bad.
40 is really old.
Like, that's like, I would never date you. 35, we'd maybe see.
So 35, still single, but got to live by yourself.
Yeah, like, have your own place.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just, like, I feel like roommate, like, yeah.
Especially if you're wanting to like settle down.
I feel like even for girls, I feel like I don't think we should be having roommates at 35.
No.
Like, we should be living alone, right?
Living alone, or hopefully have a partner by then.
So let's do a hypothetical.
Okay.
You're out this Saturday and you meet this guy and he's awesome. And you spend 3 hours together out. You get to know each other. Conversation's great. He comes from a great family. Seems like he doesn't like give you any red flags, no baggage. Everything seems fantastic. And then he says, why don't you come over tomorrow? We can like have, you know, brunch. I'll cook for you. And you say, okay, great.
Great.
And so he's a gentleman. He's not asking you home on the first night. You leave. And then the next day you pull up to his place and he has two roommates and he's 36.
And question, is he making brunch and are the roommates like around?
Around.
And like with us hanging out on our quote unquote brunch date?
They're not around. But it's just he does have roommates though. He made them leave so that you guys can have brunch.
I mean, it's going to be fine for me.
I'm okay with it.
Okay. So does it come down to how he handles the roommates? You know what I mean? Like,
it's how he handles and like all of those things that you said at the beginning.
And like, are they like good friends? Like, if they're like besties, fine. Or I don't even know. I don't know. Like, is it better if they're friends? Or like if they never talk and never see each other. I don't even know.
I would appreciate.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like if they're essentially just roommates.
Yeah.
They're not also buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I agree with you. I do think there's an age where it's like both ways, guys and girls. Like, hey, come on, man. Like
it's time for you to live alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Like it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so they could be like saving money for spend on you. But like, I just can't.
I thought she just goes to spend on you.
That's Obviously. That's Kaido's argument. Back. He was like, what if they tell you, like, I'm saving $1,000 so that.
Well, bro, I don't want to hear about your finances. Like,
yeah. Me either.
I don't want, like, basically talking just about money with a guy makes me uncomfortable sometimes. Like, especially if I don't, like, if we're not, like, in a relationship and dating and, like, thinking about our future financial plans together, it's like, I don't care that you're saving $1,000 for rent. Like, actually, that just icked me out that you are telling me that you have to save money.
Yeah, that's really
uncomfortable. You should be 35 and not worrying about saving $1,000. Yeah, you should be rich.
Don't save money. Add it to the list. Great.
Is that not right, though? Like, you don't need to tell me.
Let's not discuss how much money you're saving.
Yeah, let's not, like... If the reason is because it's cheaper for you, like,
I don't really want to hear.
Fine. But yeah, you don't need to tell me that.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, yeah, I think it's okay if you have roommates. If, like, all of those things at the beginning, Alex, that you were saying, like, he comes from a good family, like, all no red flags. Like,
Alex knows all of our green flags.
Yeah, he does. But that's okay to me if, like, you treat me well, like, you're funny, I like you, I'm into you. If you have roommates, like, whatever, like, hopefully in a few years, you're not living with them if we end up, like, you know, dating and then moving in together.
You'll overlook it, but it's got to be for the right guy.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
But that's that's at 35, 36. 40 still?
Oh, we wouldn't even really consider a 40-year-old.
Fair enough.
Too old.
Yeah. Sorry, I threw that number out.
We've done the age gap thing. Yeah.
We're out on 40. Okay. It's just like, I remember my dad turning 40. Like, it's just giving like that age.
That's really funny.
That is funny.
Like, he was fully like a dad of four children at 40. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
It's really funny to be in the
deal. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else did the boys say?
Breadcrumbing. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just learned about it. So it's like when a guy will like your Instagram, but not text or call you.
Yeah. It's kind of
like giving like a little bit of my presence, but like, wait, not too much.
It's exactly what, like, I feel like breadcrumbs, like you're leaving little crumbs.
Great name.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't come up with it, but yeah. So breadcrumbing. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's happened to me. Has it happened to you?
I feel like definitely in the past, and like, it's pretty frustrating, right? It's like, what the fuck, bro?
And it's not even like,
and I feel like they're clueless about it, the boy doing it.
Yeah. It's not even like technically about like calling or texting. It's like,
it's kind of
like a ghosting situation. I feel like
they ghosted you.
Yeah. Like they, like maybe you guys were talking, like you were a thing, and then like it ends, or he ghosted or whatever, but then he's like casually like sliding up to your story,
liking your story,
like even like leaving a comment here and there, like get the fuck out.
I know. Oh, that's definitely happened to me. You know,
does it always have to be when they're ignoring your texts and calls, or can it just be in general?
I think it's in general.
Because I think this is a really easy, like, I had never heard the term before, but I feel like this is how you flirt via social media. Like, this is how you get in without just immediately sliding into DMs.
Yeah, but this is more towards the end. Like, you've had something and then, like...
That's right.
And we lost you. I lost you somehow. And then, but, like, you're still
finding your way back.
Yeah.
Just, like, you want my attention.
Where? In the whatever story that is. Hansel and Gretel?
Oh, really?
That's what breadcrumbs were using. Yeah, they were dropping breadcrumbs as they walked so they could follow it back.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's where the name came from.
Oh, definitely.
That's a perfect name. Yeah.
I love the breadcrumbing name. It's so real.
Yeah, it's not like technically you're sliding in or like flirting with someone via social. It's like you're...
Yeah, this is like this is post, like, we've had a situation or like in the middle of one that's like really on the rocks. We don't know what we are, I think. Not like a beginning of trying to flirt and like get somebody's attention.
Yeah, breadcrumbing's not for me.
I'm wondering if you think girls do it too.
Oh.
Probably not as much.
I feel like I've done it. I'm like, breadcrumbing's not for me. Meanwhile, I'm like over here. Like, do you remember when I was talking to
Yeah. Yes.
And like he like really wanted to like date me.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. But then I like went back and was like,
yeah, you breadcrumbed him.
Yeah.
And you got him to take you on another date by breadcrumbing. So nice.
So it is your thing and it does work.
It does work on the girl's end probably. Yeah. If the guy likes how that
but then
guy
he
like,
was like completely done with me because he was like, you don't want to date me. And I was like, yeah.
He was like, you're just breadcrumbing.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't use that term, but yeah.
You're just breadcrumbing. Get out of here.
It's leading. It's like leading me on. It's like leading on.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay.
Another question.
Here we go.
The Austin trip.
Okay, if a guy is a known red flag, like in the scene, in the area, in the city.
If a guy is a known red flag right. in the city.
Bad news. Come on, you can think of one or two.
In my brain, got
three,
it.
Done, three or checked. Five.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a few in your mind. Okay. Okay. Okay, and so the girl still goes for it. Like,
if a guy is a red flag.
Hooks up with him.
Okay.
Or, like, agrees to go on the first date, even though, like, he probably sucks. Who's and gets screwed over. The girl does, then whose fault is it? Should I read it again?
I think you should read it again just in case we want to use it for a clip so it's tight.
Right.
Right, Alex?
Love it.
Okay, if a guy is a known red flag and the girl still goes for it and gets screwed over, whose fault is it?
It's the girl's fault, I think.
Okay, that's right? what I think. Yeah.
I mean, you're going into this knowing you can list off red flags, right?
But like you think you're going to be the one.
To change him. You're not the one.
Never are. The only person that's going to change him is like himself when he actually is ready to, right?
That's right.
We've learned that, dude. We've come a long way.
Yeah, we have. Honestly, dude, I was thinking that we have come such a long way. Like even when I'm like the men that like are in my life now, I'm like, oh my God, I would have acted so much differently about this situation like a year ago, literally. Yeah.
So proud of us.
Okay. But yeah, it's definitely the girl's fault.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, the guy just sucks. Like, so but don't go also, for it. But like, I feel like there's so many girls we know that go for it. And then they're over here to us or somebody else like complaining.
Yeah.
And I just kind of want to be like, you know, yeah,
you knew about the situation. You
and it's happened to all of us.
Yeah, of course. But also it's like, we don't know the behind the scenes. Like, what if the guy
he's probably playing it really cool.
Yeah.
Of course. Always.
So, and she's like, oh my God, he's changing for me. No, he's fucking not. You will know when a guy wants you and his green flags will be soaring. There'll be zero red flags.
Right.
You'll know.
So true. All right. Is it okay for a guy to have a roster?
Yeah.
Do you think? No.
I think, well, if a girl can have a roster, why can't a guy?
Wait, do I need to re-ask that? I feel like I was going to ask the other one. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Is it okay for a guy to have a roster?
Sorry,
okay,
Maggie.
Third time? Okay.
No, the poor YouTube people. I watched the whole thing.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
No, I'm asking it again.
Okay,
guys.
Go.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Is it okay for a guy to have a roster?
I think yes. If a girl can have a roster, I don't understand why a guy can't. But it's
right.
like
our rosters to, okay.
I feel like rosters are okay. Like it depends on on what you're doing with all these men. Like if you are, I think it's a little gross if you're like actually having sex with all of these people on
right.
your roster.
Same.
But like if you're talking to a few different people because you're single and trying to figure out who you want to date, who you like I think that's fine.
So true. I agree. And like if it is the hooking up roster. Like where you're just like kind of maneuvering between all these girls, different girl each weekend, but like there's a list of five or so. I think if the girl is going to get involved with this guy, like I feel like he should let her know.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying if they're like hooking up with all the
right.
girls. Yeah. I agree. I think it's gross if like, it's totally fine if you want to
like,
do
like I
that,
don't want to be blindsided.
Yeah, be upfront about it. Be like, hey, by the way, I'm hooking up with other girls.
And some girls will be like, okay, that's fine. Like personally, I would be out.
Yeah, I would be out too. Cause that's disgusting. I'm not trying to get a disease. But yeah. If you're like, it's fine. That is his time to figure it out. Be a part of hookup culture. And I love that for him. Love it for him.
How do you tell somebody? Hey, I have a roster. How do you, what I mean? Like, hey, I have like four girls who I'm hooking up with right now. How do I tell you?
I don't think you use the word roster.
For sure not that. Yeah,
yeah you don't.
Step one, don't use
and
roster.
And I think that's the biggest problem of why like girls find out that guys are hooking up with other people is because like they didn't know and the guy isn't like upfront and honest. And also it's like too early in the stages for the girl to ask like, are we just hooking up with each other or are you talking to other girls? I think that like, I don't think a girl, this is hard because it's like, I don't want to tell the girl to ask ever, but
yeah, never. I probably want to say that. Yeah, don't ask.
Yeah, because you're not a define the relationship girl, right? You never, ever, ever recommend asking.
I'm not gonna recommend asking, though. I recommend asking, what are we?
Yeah.
I don't.
But so like that could probably answer the question. What are we could probably answer like, you know, like I'm seeing a few people.
No. But you don't say, what are we?
Oh, but like I do.
Okay.
Has that worked for you?
Do you say actually the words like, what are we? Or do you say like, what is this? Or is it like, are you talking to other girls?
Okay, so like I haven't had that many situations of like men that like I would like to ask. So I'm not that experienced, but like in the past, there was like one guy from college, like I didn't ask and I just kept on getting screwed over.
But okay, so with your most recent ex, so did you ever have that conversation or was it just implied that you guys were only talking to each other?
No, I think we had the convo.
So did you ask?
I was like, okay, like I wasn't like, are we exclusive? But it was kind of like, I don't know. Maybe we didn't. I don't know.
You don't remember if you had the convo?
I think that there was maybe like a little something like, okay, so it's we're just hanging out us two. And also like you're hanging out so much that I guess it becomes obvious. But I think I definitely asked. Like I think when we were going to start being when we were going to be official, I was like, are we going to like date?
Hmm. You said, are we going to date?
Yeah. And he was kind of like, I mean, yeah, I hope so. But like, taking it slow, yeah. I would say. Okay. But like, it wasn't that slow. But I feel like not asking exactly what are we, but like, are we going to date? Or like, do you want to date? And like, I feel like in conversation, it gets confirmed or denied.
Yeah.
Like with the other person. What? Like with another person, you could probably think of, like, I never did.
Oh.
Until the end. Yeah, until the end. Yeah, until the end. And then it was over.
Yeah. But to answer your question, Alex, sorry, are you done?
What's the question?
About how does a guy say I have a roster or I'm hooking up with other girls?
Okay.
Or vice versa. I just think it's a hard thing to broach.
Oh, like as a girl?
Yeah.
It is really hard. Like, I don't know if I technically have an answer, but I think if I was like, if it was me, like as a girl and I'm like talking to multiple guys and one of them is starting to like catch feelings or be like, are we going to date and all that? I think, and I didn't want to date him. I think I would just be like, I really like hanging out with you, but like, I'm also enjoying being single right now and like doing my own thing.
That, so,
like,
I think that's the phrase. There you go. I'm enjoying being single.
I like being single.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it,
like,
right now.
That's the phrase.
It's not like, I want to work on myself. It's like clearly saying like, you like being single so you can talk to other men.
Mm-hmm.
Which like, maybe that implies hooking up. Maybe that implies you're just going on dates. Maybe
or you
that
just don't like them.
Or it's like a cop-out answer of being like, I don't really like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think everybody would know what that means. If you're like, I'm just kind of enjoying being single right now. I think everybody would be like, oh, okay, that kind of hurts. But like, you're loud and clear. Gotcha.
I'm like, I'm very big on honesty and just like, I don't like when people make up like shit about, like, I just feel like when I have gone through relationships and stuff, like, men, a lot of times for me, are, I feel like, lying about the reasons why they want to, like, either end things or, like, not want to be together or, does that make sense? Like, it's, like, a cop-out answer a lot of the time. So I'm like, okay, I don't understand why we can't just be like, hey, I don't like you or I like being single or.
I think I don't like you. People aren't going to use that.
Right.
But you like a direct combo is what you're saying. Yeah, it's got to be. I think that's it. I think I really like that I'm enjoying being single.
Yeah.
It sugarcoats it. Doesn't make it about, like, there's nothing wrong with you.
Right. Yeah.
It's about it's me. I like being single.
Right.
It's not me, it's you.
Yeah. Because the opposite would be.
Oh, wait, no, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying not being with you right now. Yeah. I'm enjoying being with other people more than I would enjoy just being with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you could even be like, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yeah. Good one, too.
Nice.
You've got it all figured out on how to get out.
How deep is that roster? Sounds like you got experience.
Y'all, I wish I fucking had one, low key. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. I wish you had one too.
Just so you could watch?
No, like, because literally. I feel like it would be fun. Like, it and I don't mean one that, like, you're hooking up with them, but I just mean, like, going multiple, on a few dates.
Yeah.
And, like,
just, like, having different men to talk to.
Yeah. That's
he had 50 plus in your Hinge this weekend.
You let me tell you, Alex, she said no to all. But ugly. I'm not even joking. Like, I'm not even saying that to be mean. But, okay, fine. My God.
Did you end up moving it to Atlanta? The location?
Yeah. I think I need to turn it off again, though. Because I'm like,
you wanna pause?
I love, like, putting it on Atlanta when I'm home just to be like, oh, like, maybe I'll go on a random date when I'm home. But
and it would be nice to, like, find an Atlanta guy and then, like, they probably are from there or, like, have a connection. So then you could always move back whenever you have kids. They'd be fine with that. Sorry.
Well, she's just
thinking really ahead.
Planning my life on moving back to Atlanta and having kids. Love it.
I forgot. Literally, I just totally forgot you don't want kids.
Yeah. All right.
Moving on. All right. You want to hit the pop culture?
I'd love to hit the pop culture. Okay. So we have Beyonce's new album just dropped. Did you listen?
I did. Not as like as fully as you did. Not like 100 times. It was in the background while I was working.
So Maki, like,
does that work?
When she listens to new songs, I feel like, or just in general music, it's like background music. It's not really like you're paying attention to like the message or the lyrics, unless it's like Taylor Swift.
No.
Okay. Am I wrong?
If I'm interested in it, I'm going to look at the lyrics.
Okay.
I was just busy, but like I looked at the lyrics of the Post Malone one on the way here. Like I was reading it as they were singing.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's so iconic.
I'm obsessed with the Post Malone song and the Miley Cyrus
song. And Miley, yeah.
Obsessed.
She chose great artists to join her.
And I love how much like Miley has posted about it. She's like...
I heard she was posting a lot. I never saw. She was
posting like old videos of her talking about how much she loves Beyonce and how iconic Beyonce is and like looking up to her. Like as a kid, she was like posting old videos. So she was like, this is so cool that I like got a feature on this song. But I didn't see Post Malone post anything.
Do you think it was Beyonce's idea to have Miley in post? Or like her team's? Just curious.
I feel like it could be either way. It could have been her idea or it could have been her team's idea and they pitched it to her and she's like, yeah, I love that.
Okay.
But either way,
they're both great ideas.
Yeah. Either way, she obviously like had to have loved the idea and like been for it to happen.
Yeah, I just like wish I was there when they were like hanging out, drinking coffee, writing.
Or like, do we think like, the song was already out. Like done? Like, do we think how does that work? Do they write the song already and then they're like, hey, we'd like to have Post Malone feature this verse?
Let me
verse?
See.
Or
sometimes.
Sometimes.
It just depends. Sometimes they'll write it, like if they're scheduled to work together, they'll put something together. Or the song's already written by another songwriter and they say, hey, this would be great for Beyonce, which I think is how most of Beyonce's songs go now. Mm. So it's like, this song would be a good Beyonce track. Let's pitch it to her people and see if they want to put in front of her. And then they do. And then they go, oh, this second verse would be good for Post. Let's call his people.
Oh.
So it is a massive team effort. And I'm sure with how big Beyonce is, that's how most of it is working.
That makes sense.
He's on the written by. On the bottom of Apple.
Post Malone.
Austin Post. Is that his name?
That's him.
Yeah. Nice. So he wrote it.
And Beyonce and a few other random people.
I love that. I will say though, like the whole album, I'm like, okay. I feel like she's so smart. Like she's just such a genius in the way that she like markets this whole album as a country album. And it's just every other genre. As well, like type of thing. Like I wasn't listening to all these songs being like, that sounds country. But, like she's Beyonce. She can do whatever she wants, right? And I just felt like all the songs were giving like a mix of like so many different
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is this supposed to all be country? Because it didn't really seem like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right? But like,
yeah,
she's putting it in front of everyone. She's putting it in front of the country people that normally I feel like wouldn't listen to her music.
Yeah.
And being like, listen to my new country album. And it's not even really country, if that makes sense.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way. To me, I listened to it and was like, she pushed really hard to tell everybody this was going to be country. And then there's country influences for sure. And there's elements of it, but like, it's not a country album.
No.
So I thought it was interesting that she went that hard on telling everybody, hey, this is country. This is country.
Yeah. I mean, I think Dolly Parton was so smart. I think the Jolene cover is so good. I think she just has elements of it in there, but it's not really technically a country album. Yeah. I don't think.
She's really smart. And I feel like country is like thriving right now.
Yeah. And it's like her music. Fan base. I feel like they don't listen to country music. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's just so smart.
Great job, Beyonce.
Love her.
Wish I was as smart as you.
So hot too. Like all the fucking photos that she's posting.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with the white platinum hair. That's like literally so long.
So long. It looks
like that
amazing.
Is so cool. You think it's a wig or like, did they put that in?
It's a wig.
Oh.
What do you mean? Did they put, oh.
Like your braid.
Do you think they edited on the photo?
No. Like, do you think that like they braided it in her hair?
Oh, I mean, I think they're like.
Or do you think it's a wig?
I think it's a wig.
That's a really long wig.
Or just crazy extensions.
Crazy. Yeah. Or like extensions is what I meant.
Yeah
it's extensions.
Cool. She's badass.
She is. All right, moving on. We saw recently
Do you want to take this one, Mackie?
The conjoined twins. Just now saw this.
Do you know about
Pretty interesting. Yeah, they got married to a guy.
Okay, so one of them got married.
Yeah, it's so weird. So I can't even like fathom it.
So, okay. Abby and Brittany are their names. Abby got married to an Army veteran. I don't know his name, but that's what the title says. Anyway, I think my biggest, I mean, everyone has, his name's Josh, if anyone was wondering. I think like everyone has the same question, right? Like we need to know details. I just wish one of them would just like come forward and be like, here are the details on our sex life. Like
right.
This is what happens in bed, right?
So, but they have made TikToks about this whole situation though, right? Just not about their sex life.
I don't know if they've made, I haven't seen their TikToks, but maybe. But I also am like, my one other question is, what if the other one meets a man and falls in love? And then does Abby, the one that's married, like she'll have to go on all those dates with the other man and like be a part of that relationship too. Will Josh, the husband, get jealous? And also.
No, he's just going on the date.
Oh, yeah. Josh is going with them on their first date. Okay. And then also, if the other one does find a man and get married, do they all sleep in the same bed, a four-person bed?
I think so.
With two men and the twins in the middle. What? And what does that sex life look like?
Dude, I have so many questions.
Do they have like one private part?
Yeah, so they share a vagina. They share a vagina, but they have two hearts. Like they each have their own heart.
And own brain.
Oh, that's sweet.
And they each have their own brain. But they have like, right? I think when it comes to like the middle part of the body.
They have one butt.
I don't know about the butt.
Two boobs?
Looks like two boobs.
Not four, right?
Two, I think two boobs.
Okay.
They look happy, you guys.
But then it's like, okay, when if she gets pregnant, how does that work? Can she get pregnant?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
Please, no.
So, and then my other question is, this guy is sick. I feel bad. I'm going to get canceled. But like, you have to be a sick motherfucker.
Yeah. Does he like.
To like want that, right?
I think you're just saying what everybody's thinking right
I'm
now. I mean,
so
that's
sorry.
That's a wild choice.
Abby and Brittany, I wish you all the happiness.
The happiness.
We're not done here. How does this start? How do you start dating them?
Yeah, does he like go up? Like, there's no way he's like going up to them.
We can't pretend that it's normal.
No, we cannot pretend.
We can't because it is not. This is so far outside of the typical. So, like, all right, how is he? You know, he's.
I need to do more research on how they met, but it's like, how like is his whole story like he fell in love with one of them?
Yeah,
and he just can't help it.
How do you? All right, how do you? Let's pretend that I'm hanging out with you two,
yeah.
And I fall in love with one of you.
Yeah,
at some point we have to break away from the other one.
Right.
And be like, okay, now only we're going to be hanging out because I'm falling in love with you and not the other one. So then we would just be hanging out. How does he do that in this scenario?
He doesn't.
He can't.
Right.
He can't.
So how does that work? How do you tell the other one, hey, I'm in love with that one. And like you just have to come along.
Like how did he decide? Like I like you more.
Maybe.
Or like, I guess it's like twins, but like.
Their personalities are different, right? Like they have different personalities.
Right.
So he fell in love with Abby because I'm sure he loves her personality.
Sure.
But.
Which one is Abby? Is he, she the one.
She's the one on the
left. Inside or outside?
No. she's the one on the outside. Brittany's on the inside, I think. Brittany, like. I mean, I have so many questions about their sex life, but like.
Keep going, dude.
When.
I mean, I guess like, they're just all like hooking
up. Does Brittany close her eyes? Like when he's kissing
right.
Abby, does he just like put a hand, like.
Do they have a sheet scenario? You know what I mean? Like, do they cover her and they're just
and also,
like.
Oh my God. He also looks kind of normal.
He does look normal. Is Brittany like also.
Say it.
Is she also like being pleased sexually? Because they share the same organs. And is she, oh my God, this is too much. I'm sorry, Mackie.
No, it's fine. Like, I think the answer
she
is
seems,
yes.
She seems wildly on board today for whatever
okay,
reason. Keep going.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Just
keep going. We got her in it.
But, like,
let's keep going.
It's about the also, is she also, like, having an orgasm?
Like, do they both climax?
I think maybe.
That was
and
too far.
Is she just supposed to?
Climax was too far.
But orgasm
was. Both of you too. Right, yeah. Both of you too.
Okay. Oh, okay. That put her over the edge.
All right.
But yeah, no. No, different brains.
Different brains, but same feelings.
Same sex organs.
Yes, same sex organs. And is Brittany just supposed to be quiet? And close her eyes?
Right.
Probably.
I just wish they would just come out and tell us.
And they might.
And also, I'm just like, I feel bad if... I mean, I hope Brittany meets a man, but I'm like, maybe she will be single for the rest of her life. And her twin, conjoined
I don't know if
sister,
there's another guy out there that's going to join into this group of three.
Or do you think they're like, he's marrying both of them, but yeah, like publicly they just have to do it this way and be like, I'm only marrying one.
I'm like, maybe they're a throuple. I mean, right. I guess they are a throuple.
I mean, they are.
They can't not be. It's impossible for them not to be.
And then maybe it's like another sick motherfucker that comes in and is like, let's make this a foursome situation.
Yeah, and like, how do you decide who gets to
have sex? Oh my God, because it's literally the same. Like another guy's, another guy would be hooking up with these girls. So it's like, Josh is going to get pissed.
They're sharing. Yeah, like, hey, whose turn is it tonight?
Do you think that it's like a similar situation to like, what's it called when you swap?
Swinging.
Is it a similar situation to like swinging or like?
No, that's so different.
Okay.
I mean, it could be, I guess, but.
Like, really? It's those type of people that don't care about sharing their partner, yeah. I guess.
Josh definitely has to not care.
Yeah, because there's no way they got married and they're like, okay, and now Brittany, you're not allowed to meet anybody.
Yeah. Right. He knows it's coming, probably. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure somebody will see them on the internet and be like, I want a part of that. Somebody who's a little bit weird.
A sick motherfucker. Okay, I think that's all we have to say on the twins.
Best of luck to them.
All we're willing to say on the twins.
I can't go anymore. I already feel like I'm gonna get canceled. So fine. I mean, look at their first dance, you guys. So he's literally not looking at Brittany. Like he is just strictly in Abby's eyes.
But she has to put her arm up.
Yeah, Brittany's arm is up.
How weird for Brittany.
I feel bad for Britt.
This is so sweet though. Look at how sweet they are.
They are so sweet.
They are cute.
And they look so happy.
Y'all, their friends are looking adorable at their wedding.
How crazy is it that this is real?
No, it's bizarre.
I can't even believe it.
Two heads. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, two heads, two boobs.
Look at, as kids.
Oh my God. Do they have this is like a sad question, but do they have a certain age that they can live to?
I'm sure it's not full life expectancy, I would guess. Yeah.
Oof.
How common is that?
No.
I don't think it is at all.
I've seen one other TikTok couple or group of twins that are connected.
Conjoined twins.
Yeah.
Look at him.
It seems like they've led really independent lives, like really normal lives. Like got their driver's license, it said at 16, traveled Europe.
Good for them.
Can't believe they're in an intimate relationship, or one of them is in an intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. In 2003 documentary Joined for Life, Abby and Brittany discussed the possibility of raising children one day. Brittany said, yeah, we're going to be moms. We haven't thought about how being moms is going to work yet. We don't really need to think about that yet.
So maybe they'll adopt.
And the couple doesn't have to rush adding children into their life because Abby's husband has a child from a prior relationship.
Oh my God, I wonder what the child thinks or how old the child is. Mm-hmm.
How do you explain that?
Wow.
Hey, you have two moms now, but they're really just one. So are you ready to meet her/them tomorrow?
To meet them?
Oh my God, that's so crazy. That is wild.
All right. Well,
all right.
Cool.
Happy April, everyone.
Happy April.
April showers bring May flowers.
Mackie's birthday month. Alex is going to be a dad. Oh my God, Alex. I was at the bar this weekend and this girl comes up to me and she's like, oh my God. So when is your producer, Alex, having his, did he have the baby yet? I'm like, shut up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Who was it? Do you know her or no?
No. She's in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, cool.
She's like, so did the guy on your show, did he have his baby yet? I'm like, oh my God, not you keeping up with Alex.
Love it. Yeah. Thanks for paying attention this week. So by the time people are hearing this, probably we have a baby and I'll be a dad. Yeah.
Oh my God, God. He watched a video about giving birth and like all that. So he's ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm prepped. We're ready to go.
All right. Slay,
I can't wait. All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.